Welcome to the official league podcast.
Oh yeah, back again. Week 11. I'm here with Mike Miller, Fantasy Killer, who's always on a bye week. And via Skype this time, we got the buzzsaw, attorney at law, Watts, in his home office in, Manhattan?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, the BK. Give it up for notorious WATTS over here, the Wiz. And I am KZ, the greatest prognosticator in the game. And we're just get into it, man. Week 10. Any hot takes from Wiz over there? How's Aaron Jones?
What's that? Aaron Jones is RIP for at least the fantasy season. Tragic, but you know you can't predict these things. Victim of injury and bad coaching, but you know keeping our heads high and going forward.
Well, how could you say bad coaching? He got the ball and got hurt. Like the coach.
He had like four carries of 20 yards before he got hurt.
So the week before, I guess I'm going back to week 9 when he got four carries on the first possession and then got one carry the rest of the game.
Well, technically that sounds like good coaching. The coach was trying to save him. That was too much of a workload for the man because he gave him a couple more carries and he got hurt.
Yeah, last week apparently the track over there at Soldier Field was a mess and people were getting hurt. So
Soldier Field sucks. Is where football's gone to die this year, I feel. Like
every year.
Well, I feel that like they're not doing anything, but they've beaten some decent teams that came in there, and like they're whack. They're like none of their fantasy guys are worth anything except for maybe Jordan Howard.
They're pretty whack. Yeah.
They beat
Carolina a couple weeks ago at home.
Carolina,
they beat Pittsburgh.
Their defense is kind of nice.
Yeah.
They need a bunch of wide receivers. Not even like. Oh, you need an elite one. You just need receivers that go out there and be NFL receivers at this point. They have like a bunch of guys that shouldn't be in the league that are out there, which some of us in the league are starting some of these bums, which is looking no good, which we'll ask Miller the puppeteer over here to see whether they should start them or not, which is probably looking like a no. But all right, man, let's just jump into this to last week. Let's review. Miller – how do we do individually? Because I have the overall.
Individually, record. I went 7-6-1. Mm-hmm. Cats went 4-9-1.
Ouch.
Watts 5-8-1.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Steve's not listening because he'll never let us forget this. He went 9-4-1.
Oh my God.
He's definitely retired. He's on. He's out.
Yeah, It's all right. We'll just wait till we get into our Kelvin Benjamin analysis for this week and.
Well, I want to say. I want to say both of you were super wrong in that. You were like. Fitzception, a.k.a. He was going to be a QB top 5. I don't think he was a QB top 50. The guy was terrible, man. He put 5 field goals. Like, what the fuck?
Jets defense is good, man.
Nah, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, all those takes were unbelievably wrong. Kelvin Benjamin was like wide receiver like 37 or something.
I think Steve was muscled into that by Watts a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Did you guys ever bet on it?
Yeah, that was a $20 bill.
No, I was supposed to get $100.
No. We talked it down to a signed $20 bill.
Yeah, no. But Steve and I had a $100 bet, but he pussied out at the end. He wouldn't confirm it.
Well, I wouldn't either.
That's called being smart. Yeah,
yeah, it's like he was a little bit
he
drunk.
Said I would. He would say, oh, I'd do it. Then he was like, no, I'm not doing it. Listen back to last week's show.
Unlike Steve, I have pride over brains a lot. So I'm like ride or die my word. I'm like, yeah, man. Like whatever I say, I'm going down with it. But yeah, dude, both of you guys are super wrong in that hot take. So let's go back and start in with last week's game. Start Thursday night, Seattle versus the Cardinals. And this was the end of the Legion Boom. I think they're all done now, right?
It's over. They're done. They're finished. That era is over.
Yeah.
It's done. It was a good run.
Sherman ruptured Achilles. He's shot.
Toast.
Do you think he even comes back?
This year?
No.
In general?
But,
yeah,
like how he was. Because that's a huge injury.
Yeah, I don't know. Tough to say.
He's been declining. I mean, he's still like a probably top 15 cornerback, but his production is not what it was.
He's getting up there in age.
Earl Thomas, I believe with Cam Chancellor's now done for the year too, right?
Right, IR neck.
Yeah, I mean it's
And now it's is Earl Thomas even out there?
I think Earl Thomas is playing.
All right, so I mean,
he's coming back this week.
It just wasn't like it was. I still think they have a good home field advantage out there, being in Seattle. But the team is just Russell Wilson at this
point.
They're
toast.
Yeah, I think they'll end up making the playoffs because that division's kind of weak, right? The West, who's out there? Oh, the Rams. I forgot.
Rams. Yeah.
The silent Rams.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
No, I think they're going down. Actually, now I forgot about the Rams. But they beat the Cardinals.
Did not enough to cover.
Yeah.
Late fucking once. Andre Ellington rushing touchdown with 1 second on the clock.
Helps no one in fantasy. Helps no one betting. It ruins dreams.
Might have heard.
It was a push. It was a push, right, for all of us?
Yeah,
time?
Yeah.
Now we just briefly talked about it before. The Jets came into the Fitzpatrick Revenge Tour here, and he field-goaled them to death. This was a hard game to watch, as is
all Jets games and all Bucks games. Yeah. And
6 combined field goals. That was a, you know, if you like kicking, bro, that was the game. I mean, I can't believe, how do you, if you're the Jets, you know, this is why the Jets are the Jets, because like they're 4-5. They're like, all right, we got the Bucks. No Jameis Winston. No Mike Evans. Cupcake, right? This should be 5-5, moving in for maybe a wild card spot. You drop one to these bums, and it's just like, yeah, Jets, that's why you're going to be 6-10 and not have a good pick.
Yeah.
And that's why your team, that's why your franchise is the way it is.
They're fucked.
Yeah. So
I'm not so certain that, you know, Jameis is an upgrade from Fitzpatrick.
I agree. That's a push.
All right, but that's still
your.
But even the Bucks are still, with Jameis or Fitzpatrick, still suck.
Yeah, I agree.
Regardless, but on paper, your starting quarterback is your starting quarterback, and then like you have Mike Evans isn't playing. That's the only guy worth the damn.
Right. Yeah. No, they should have won that game.
Yeah. Also, I want to say that
we all picked them.
R.I.P. Bilal Powell. Yeah. No Matt Forte, and you can't do anything against a whack defense. Like,
are you trying to say you're not going to trade for Bilal Powell? I think Herman wants 2 firsts.
No, he's not going to get 2/3, bro. Because that guy is done. Like, I have him in 2 leagues because I thought. I mean, come on. He's got to have a good workload this year.
I agree. He's been disappointing.
They gave a lot of carries to Elijah McGuire.
Yeah.
He's been very disappointing.
It was like a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
I want to say that the one word to describe the Jets is disappointing. It's just very – in all aspects of football, they are disappointing.
I kind of like Robbie Anderson, but yeah, the rest of them.
He is the one bright spot, but that doesn't go with my analogy, so I'm just going to go, they're all disappointing to me. Anyway, the Jets, did they cover?
No. They were favored. The Jets were favored that game.
Yeah,
Bucks
I forgot. Now, this is one of the games I did get right, man, because it's not that hard to play in this stupid stadium, Mel Watts. The Bills got fucking crushed. Because, you know, if it was hard.
Ever since the Watts was sucking the Bills' dick, I think they've lost like 4 games in a row by a combined score of like 400-10.
Okay, look.
I sucked no one's dick, okay?
I'm wrong about a lot of things, Watts, but. I'm going to say for a team that hasn't made the playoffs since the Music City Miracle, it is not hard to play in their stadium, man. Like,
this is their first loss of the year at that place, at the Ralph.
I don't think that's even the case.
That is the case. You can look it up.
No, I don't.
That's facts, though.
I don't look up anything. I just say things. And then if you want to prove me wrong, you look it up. But that is a cupcake team, I feel, and that place isn't that hard to play.
The other three of us picked New Orleans.
Yeah. Anyway, New Orleans, that run game is
and
sexy.
And their defense.
All right, but we're talking fantasy here.
Fantasy defense. Their fantasy defense is nice, too.
They blocked a punt right off the bat. Yeah. Then they
get a lot of sacks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're legit. It sounds crazy because they're not. They're a legit Super Bowl contender, and, like, Drew Brees throws the ball 10 times a game.
But that's going to elongate his career a little bit. He doesn't have to put the whole team on his back.
It's crazy.
But I don't get how their team is so good offensively passing the ball that they don't pass a little bit more. But you know what? I guess if your run game is working, I mean, why bother passing the ball, right? Saints cover in spades here.
Jesus.
47. 37 points. I mean, Watts, it wasn't even close.
All right. So they lost one time at home this year. You know, I'll take it. Whatever, it's fine.
I mean, -37. Jesus, the perennial win for any team who plays them is the Browns versus the Lions. I can't tell if the Lions are any good.
They're not.
But at least they called the right names in the red zone. They called Golden Tate, Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
And what do you know?
Shocking.
two touchdowns. I think their coach should be fired regardless if they win the Super Bowl.
I can't argue with that.
Like, what's your take on this team, Detroit? I hate watching them because they're like they're just futile.
I think they're pretenders. I don't think they can make the playoffs, but I don't think they do anything.
Yeah, I'm with you. There, nothing to add.
You put up 38 points. You finally get in the red zone. I'm sorry, you finally score in the red zone. I mean, even though it is against the Browns, if you start calling the right names, I think you're going to score more points in the red zone.
They got Galladay in back.
Well, that was, you know, he killed it the first two first game, I should say.
Yeah.
And then I never saw him again.
He's a big dude. He theoretically should help in the red zone, so that could help out a little bit.
I like Kenny G. I'm very happy to see that Dwayne Washington get him out of here. He hasn't touched the ball anymore.
Him, Riddick, and
sucks.
Him, Riddick, and the white guy. I can't stand
Zetter.
Zetter, yeah. Fuck Zach Zetter.
Double C. Fuck that guy too.
Theo Riddick is nice though. Theo Riddick is nice.
He's catching the ball though.
Yeah, like, of course. I'm just saying.
I'm sick of seeing any of them try to score a touchdown.
Theo Riddick should never get the ball in a goal line situation.
Yeah, it's just absolutely tackle behind the line every time.
Yeah.
But the Lions.
Theo Riddick at that one point in that game had like in that game the first he had 6 carries for like -4 yards and then he ripped off like a 60-yarder. But it was like I was like Jesus Christ, this guy stop giving him the ball.
Yeah, yo. So the Lions end up covering that. The Browns, man, you know what? You're obviously going for another top overall pick here.
Stop picking them.
I've been off the Browns train for weeks. I think it's the only times I've been getting games right is picking against the Browns and picking against the Bills.
You picked them last week, by the way. Kat.
Did I really? Oh my God! You know what?
I feel like you pick them every week.
I pick them a lot. You know what? I'm on the hype train. I think. I don't know.
Hype train? They haven't won a game.
The cover hype train, man, because they're starting to get bigger and bigger spreads, and it's just like it looks
enticing.
Tasty. Yeah, it looks tasty.
Wait till they get Josh Gordon back. Cats all in.
No, man, I'm all. You know what, Josh Gordon? How many games do you think he plays in the NFL going forward? Do you think he's the rest of his career is just, he's going to be a player, or is he going to get another violation?
I think he's fine. I also think legalize is not the right word, but I think they stopped testing for weed.
Well, then he's golden. What are we talking about? He's going to be 100%
real. His last violation was alcohol.
So that was the story, but if you read the story that came out later, like the one that came out a few months ago, he apparently, it was not alcohol. He apparently was on like
Percocets or something.
Perks, codeine, like every fucking thing under the sun. So like I thought it was, that story that out there was for years that it was alcohol. And it was like, oh, alcohol, what the fuck? And apparently he was on every possible drug ever.
Maybe it's just me because maybe I'm older. I'm like, you know, 35. But like, you know, if you have this opportunity, like I get going out and having some drinks that's legal and everything like that. Yeah, but like doing all these drugs and shit and fucking up your NFL career is just like, it's insane to me. Like, you know, you have such a like a opportunity to make so much money to play a game.
And not only that, like the downside scenario is like, you're fucking bagging groceries for like $6.50 an hour. Yeah. Like you're downside. Yeah. Like there's no fallback scenario for you.
Yeah, because you probably majored in like business. Like,
he didn't graduate. There's no chance that guy graduated from college.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know anything
Who
about
graduates?
Him.
No good player graduates from college.
Right.
Quarterbacks do.
Not even good quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks graduate. I don't want to take a 3-year starter out of college. A 3-year player out of college. I like the 4-year players. They're always better. They're always mature.
Remember Jonas Gray, the guy who scored 4 touchdowns in a game?
Yes.
I heard he's a stand-up comic now. So that's the alternate.
Football career was the stand-up.
He shows a slideshow of his career.
I'm out. That's it. Thank you. You've been great.
All right. So
let me ask one Josh Gordon question before we go off onto the next game. So Josh Gordon, the story that came out of here is like, yo, I was high and drunk before every single game I ever played in my life. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. We all saw the story.
Yeah.
So the one way to look at that is like, oh my God, wow. Like, imagine when he's sober, he's going to be 10 times better. I kind of took it the other way. Do you think there's a chance or a logic that he could actually somehow be worse if he's actually sober?
Fuck yeah, bro. Like Jackie Chan, Drunken Master, bro. He was a garbage fighter when he was fucking sober.
Or that's some Canadian snowboarding dude who won the Olympics high.
Or him.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
No, I definitely agree because it's like a totally different scenario you're talking about now. Now he's totally sober. Like it would be one thing if he did it like a lot, but like to do it every game, like he's never played a game sober.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's a whole
different
experience.
Was that Bodie Miller? Is that the guy?
Yes,
the skier. Right. Yeah.
He's an American.
I said snowboarding.
He's an American.
Oh, was he
skier.
American?
Bodie Miller is he actually skier. Was a football player in Colorado, but he got kicked out because of. He was a professional skier. He went to play the Olympics. Like, you're a pro athlete.
I think I got him mixed up with Shaun White.
Shaun White, I think he's American, too.
God damn it.
Yeah, bro. Americans are good at snowboarding, man. We rock. But I think Bodie Mills is a skier.
There's some dude who got busted for pot, and they stripped him of his gold medal.
Oh, that was Michael Phelps, right? They busted his
No. A winter dude.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was Bodie Miller. Miller.
Would it be more exciting to see winter swimming? Like, a super cold pool and see how fast you can fucking tread that water?
Yeah. Exactly. Although the problem is once the pool gets too cold, it just freezes.
Like 34 degrees.
34.1?
Like, yeah, like Titanic levels of freezing. To seeing guys,
I'm down for anything they can do to make swimming more exciting.
I'm down
for alligators in the pool. I don't fucking care.
I would love, like, I think every Olympic sport should come with, like, an American gladiator shooting tennis balls at you. Like,
that would improve every sport.
I think the Olympics in general are hot boring.
Yeah. I'm not into the Olympics. I'm not, like, an Olympics person.
Like, oh, who's the best decathlon? Or, like, okay, who fucking cares? You know? And then the one thing I do like is basketball, but, like, yo, the USA, bro, we just fucking wipe out everybody.
It's good to watch, but it's not exciting.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the next game is the Bengals and the Titans, two teams that are just really entrenched in futility. The Titans somehow win games despite them never doing anything.
They didn't cover. They were 4.5-point favorites. They won by four, I think, or three.
The Bengals, what's your deal? Like,
they,
you know,
suck.
They suck.
The Bengals suck. They're done. They're done.
But aren't they around 500?
Were they ever not done?
But aren't they around 500?
No. Like, I think they have three or four wins.
They're done? They're suck. They're done.
Well, you know what? Again, I know this Donk's going to love this point, but why don't you throw the ball to John Ross?
No. Forget throwing the ball to him. Why don't you play him at all? He played one snap yesterday in this game. He was finally healthy. He was finally active for a game. He played one snap. He ran the wrong route, apparently.
Yeah.
And Marvin Lewis was like, I'm so disappointed in him. He ran the wrong route. He's done. Imagine if Andy Reid had benched Kareem Hunt after he fumbled the first carry of the game.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They, like, wouldn't have gone a six-game win streak and then lost the next four.
It's just so dumb. They would have lost 10 in a row. But it's just, like, so fucking dumb to me. It's like, how dumb are these coaches?
But what I don't get, it's like, all right, people have no problem putting in a left tackle rookie day one to protect your franchise quarterback, right? Yeah. But, like, a wide receiver who's never going to block for a quarterback who's just going to run routes, right?
Right. If he messes up a route, worst case scenario, he throws a pick. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, your team most likely blows anyway. Who cares? Yeah. Let him learn.
Yeah.
But, I mean, anyway, this game. I
didn't watch a second of it. I can't watch Tennessee or Cincinnati.
First of all, Bengals, just run Joe Mixon. Like, what's the
deal? They are running Joe Mixon. Hill's on IR. They are running Joe Mixon. That's actually one of their problems. He's averaging 2 yards a carry.
Well, it looks like they took a risk that they shouldn't have taken.
their offensive line is one
of the worst in football.
The only thing they got really is A.J. Green.
True.
But you know what? The Bengals keep chugging on, being mediocre. Next game, the Packers versus the Bears.
Brett Hundley coming out party.
I mean,
dude, that throw.
Are we ready to call it a coming out party?
No. I will say this. That game-winning throw he made, the touchdown game-winning throw he made to Devontae Adams, rolling out of the pocket, throwing the ball on the run. If you superimpose Aaron Rodgers on that video, you wouldn't think anything of it. Like, that was
that's a great
dude,
call.
That was a sick play, and that was a great throw.
If that was Aaron Rodgers, he would have been sitting in the third quarter.
This
game would have been done.
That's fair. It's a bright spot from a guy who's done nothing for two games.
The Bears, their defense is good. Their run game is good.
Steve picked the Packers. We all picked the Bears.
Fuck the Bears, man. The Bears play. The players were playing good for a bunch of weeks, and the Packers.
The one time we pick them, they play us, man.
I know the Packers have been playing very badly since Aaron Rodgers went down, and this is the one time they want to show up against the stingy D.
It's called the Brett Hundley coming out party.
Yeah. Oh, this is two running backs when the Packers went down. So who are they starting now? Williams?
Jamal Williams.
He sucks.
Jamal Williams is famous for being traded for Greg Olsen.
Oh, my God. The cheese effect.
Yeah. And then cheese, I think, subsequently dropped him. Yeah, because Herman picked him up off waivers. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that he dropped him.
Oh, yeah. He dropped him.
And that was straight up, or was it with a pick involved?
It was like Jamal Williams and like a fourth.
A fourth? Why would you ever drop the guy then? Like, you at least would have to, like,
way, dude. Jamal Williams.
That's straight up malpractice right there. Cheese, you got to throw him out of the league, man. That's a fucking terrible move.
And this was Cheese's deal this year, man. He just beat every.
That was his one deal.
You know, but I'm saying, like, every running back he had got a job later in the season. Like, you know.
It also makes no sense because it's like he traded with Greg Olsen and then he scrambled around trying to find a tight end to start for 6 weeks.
I know. It's like,
and they're like, okay, yes, in hindsight, Greg Olsen got hurt. But clearly at the time, no one thought they knew that was going to happen. The guy's actually never missed a game in his career before that. Like, why would you have traded with Greg Olsen for nothing?
But here's the deal. Like, Greg Olsen, you could have at least gotten a second-round pick for.
Could have got a first. He could have got a late first.
Yeah. He could have gotten a one of your, like, 10 firsts or whatever. Or you know what I'm saying? Or like he could have gotten some guys a high pick.
You could get a late first for Olsen. Yeah. Or could have if he was healthy.
So if you're going to accept this deal, why would you not even give it a year? You know, like it's not like he was out there and sucking. He just was not getting any chance to play because of Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery.
Dude, she's had to make room for Jerron Brown.
Ugh. Any Arizona Cardinal player that's not David Johnson is just like lame to me. Like, even Larry Fitzgerald, it's like it's hard to get excited about his stat line.
She's almost traded a first round pick for him. He tried to.
I wish that happened. That would have been very good.
That was Jesus AJ McCarron moment.
He was bluffing because Kuhn. He knew Kuhn wouldn't accept it because Kuhn's going to eventually get rid of all his picks. So he just want to take on more picks. You know, like.
Actually, that actually would have helped Steve because he would have traded the first. He would have traded Fitz to Cheese. Kuhn would have got Cheese's 19 first. Then come around 2019 time, Kuhn can't go to the draft. He's got a vacation. He trades his pick to Steve for Matt Forte or something.
Yeah, Kuhn, my number, call me up because like I'm willing to give you whatever a deadline, even before deadline. To get your picks, you know, I know you trading away. You're going to St. Martin's. You don't want to draft. I mean, you're afraid of the injuries that may occur.
Yeah, or something.
Moving on to the next game, the Chargers, Saxonville versus Saxonville. Again, Philip Rivers can't win a game by a field goal, bro. A guy gets taken out in overtime again. Jaguars, they keep chugging. They look good.
Jaguars tried their hardest to lose this game. And the Chargers were like, nobody loses a close game better than us.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
The Philip Rivers, man, he's gonna go down as probably the Chargers' best. He's I think he's better than Dan Fouts. He's probably gonna be the best quarterback of all time.
He's definitely the best quarterback of all time.
And you know what? It's just fruitless.
He's just not that good. He's fine. He's not the problem. He's not the problem with his team.
No.
He's fine. It's just
I don't know. They just
have. I don't know if it's luck or what. They just cannot win close games.
Their passing game hasn't been very good this year. Like Keenan Allen, Mike Williams just.
Williams has done nothing.
Yeah, the whole
Keenan's done nothing either. I looked his stats up. He's got like 500 yards and a TD. I mean,
yeah, he's okay in like PPR because he gets a lot of targets.
Right.
He's like two touchdowns. Like he doesn't have a lot of yards.
He might not even reach 1,000 yards this year. That would be like kind of a disappointment. 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns, that's like a disappointing year, you know?
It's like Jarvis Landry numbers. Ugh. Gross.
No one's worse than that.
So the Chargers lose another close one. Jaguars, they're looking like they're going to the playoffs this year.
So the Jaguars, here's a question. I have two stats for you. Mm-hmm. Actually, one's a stat, one's just a comment. But the Jaguars threw the ball in a close game. Close game, right? Mm-hmm. Close game, the end of the game last week. Jaguars threw the ball, I think, 11 times in a row. Mm-hmm. What does that say to you?
That for when it's hurt.
I agree. So it said to me originally, their coach is a fucking retard. And then we get the reports this week, the Fournette's not practicing, his ankle hurts. And then it said to me, their coach is not the dumbest man alive. Fournette's actually hurt. Remember when we all thought he tore his ACL on that play?
And
he apparently got cleared to go back in that game and then proceeded to miss the next four games. So, like,
who are these trainers, by the way?
Dude, I don't know why they are being so shady about this or whatever like that, but, like, almost certainly this guy is hiding a serious injury.
Right. I think you're right about that.
He has to be.
TJ Yeldon, he actually was moving the ball a bit.
Yeah.
And if he was doing it then and Fournette wasn't, then you know something's wrong with Fournette.
No, it looks bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's good. I traded for him. I'm not happy about it.
Vikings and the Redskins. Casey Keenum looking like a stud last Sunday, man.
You think he keeps the job? I think they're just waiting. I think the second he throws a pick, they're going to Bridgewater.
No.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I think this season is Casey Keenum's to lose.
No chance.
Teddy Bridgewater has not played in a year and a half.
I think they think he's the franchise, and they want, as soon as they can, they want to get him back in the game.
It would take.
Yeah, I agree entirely with Miller.
It would take a colossal, like, it wouldn't just be a pick.
I think, like, one bad half, and he's gone.
No.
Teddy's looked really good at practice. He's running with the first team, so it's just, like, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Look, Casey Keenum, he's been getting progressively better each week.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think he's actually been better than anyone thought he had any right to be.
If you're Minnesota, I would be like, look, I would just tell Case Keenum, this season is yours to lose, right? And
I'm sure he's a free agent after this year. Yeah. So in theory, if he can play well, he can go get himself a good
contract. Get yourself a contract, because after this year, we're going to Teddy Bridgewater is our guy. Yeah.
Agree with you, Katz. For a team in the playoff hunt to be like anxious to like get this guy who hasn't played football in 2 years and who, when he did play football, wasn't great like back in the game is weird to me.
Yeah.
But that's all that's all the noise coming out.
To not have a confidence in your quarterback in general, they traded a first round pick for Bradford last year, and like
who's dead? He's never coming back. He's R.I.P.
His body's just not made for the NFL, man.
No. guys made $100 million, whatever it is.
It's way more than that. He was one of the last. I think he might have been the last quarterback to get that deal that before.
Yeah, but he never got a big deal after that.
I mean, whatever, but his first deal was bigger than like all 60, the
60 million or something like that.
Damn.
But that's all guaranteed, though.
I know. I mean, he made 100 million. You said way bigger than that.
I think he's made more than that. He's a quarterback. Quarterbacks get paid over, like, even the shitty ones get paid like $10 million a year.
Yeah, but he's only been in the league for like 5-6 years.
No, he's been in the league for like almost a decade, bro.
I'm going to look up Sam Bradford's career.
I think he got drafted
career.
In like 09.
I'm
going to
look up Sam Bradford's career earnings while we discuss the rest of this game. Kirk Cousins, they actually, Washington won this game, right? Kirk Cousins came back down the field and drove down. The
fucking Redskins lost by 8.
Really?
Yeah.
It was last week, I'm thinking.
You're thinking about the Seattle game. That's
Yeah, you're right.
No, the Vikings, they put it on the Redskins. It was the Case Keenum just out-dueled.
Oh, this was the Adam Thielen game.
Yeah. Case Keenum out-dueled. Case Keenum out-dueled Kirk Cousins in this game. Kirk Cousins, he just couldn't keep up, man. His defense was letting him down. He literally is the only guy in this whole squad this year. Rob Kelly, he's done. Crowder is a fucking ghost.
Bradford has made $78 million.
Yeah, I just looked it up, too.
All right, well, that's a good amount of money.
I'm not.
It's about $1 million per touchdown, they say.
Dude, I would take it. I'm not.
He's throwing 78 touchdowns in the NFL? How long has he played for?
Six years.
6 years?
This is his seventh, I think.
Yeah, man. But look at the average, bro. If this is 7 years, he's getting paid over $10 million per.
No one said he wasn't. I said he didn't make more than $100 million.
Yeah, you said he made more than $100 million.
you might have said way more.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, I might be wrong on him entering the league then when they didn't have
when
those.
They had the Stone Age.
Yeah, but Eli
Manning. Facts don't matter to cats anyway. Facts don't matter.
No, they don't. But I remember when Eli Manning got drafted.
Cats facts.
When Eli Manning got drafted, he was like one of the top paid quarterbacks in the league right out of the league.
Oh, yeah. They all were.
Yeah. Until I think maybe it was a Cam.
No, Bradford made like $15, $20 million a year for like the first 4 years. And then they were like, this guy's not that good.
How much did DeMarcus Robin?
DeMarcus Russell. DeMarcus, he probably made $40, $50 million.
For nothing. The guy did nothing. All right. The Vikings look good. They're going to be a playoff contender, I think. Steelers versus the Colts. Steelers wanted desperately to give this game to the Colts. Desperately. But the Colts were like, nah, home slice. We got to get this good draft pick. Also, I think this last week, Andrew Luck on the IR, officially
finally,
done for the season.
Officially.
You called that week preseason.
Preseason.
You called that preseason.
I said he wouldn't play a game this year.
Well, you know what, Miller, congratulations on that. You definitely called that one.
Blind squirrel nut.
Steelers, man, somehow each week they win, but not.
I said this, you know, the Steelers play down to their competition every week. I don't know what it is. Like, they just, they. I guess you could argue they finally didn't this week, but. They always, like, they'll lose to teams that are really bad, and then they'll come up with a really impressive win. I don't know. They'll be in the playoffs. I don't know. I don't know what to think of them.
Those Ben home road splits are very real, though, too. Ben on the road?
Yeah.
Trash.
Road Ben.
Very, like, just basically mediocre. And at home, he's, like, a legend, but.
Moving on to the next game. Sorry, I hit the some of my phone. Was the Texans at the Rams. Rams shitted all over the Texans. First of all, Tom Savage, I don't care who the next guy down the list is, play him.
I think it's Colin Kaepernick.
They just got TJ Yates. I think they just picked up TJ Yates.
He's back. TJ Yates.
He's back. Bring him back.
I don't care how bad Yates is, man. I just can't stand to see. Tom Savage is the only guy I know that when he gets hit, the football blows up out of his body. Like, it's going the opposite way, like 5 yards downfield.
I must have been possessed. I picked Houston in this game.
Did I also follow you?
No. The other three of you guys picked the Rams, including two locks of the weeks with Katz and Watts.
Yeah, man. The Rams.
Yes, sir.
The Rams got the dope offense, man. They're scoring 30 like a game. This is like the greatest show on turf again, man. The Rams. I mean, actually, they're not that nasty, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're good. They're
a funny anecdote, but Steve, despite going 9-4-1, was the only one who got his lock of the week wrong. He picked the Jets.
Ugh.
Yeah, the Rams are, I mean, the Rams are completely for real.
Todd Gurley, best running back in the league at this point.
Yeah, Robert Woods, best receiver in the league.
He's a receiver now. I will now admit that he
Robert,
is.
I mean, I can't even make fun of him anymore. The guy's killing it.
The last 3 weeks, he's been just awesome.
Monster.
To be fair, he's played the Texans, the Giants, and
this guy he's killed it, man.
What's Robert Woods in our league?
Jeez,
come on.
Oh, man. God damn it.
Cheese has backed into a lot of like decent fantasy options this year.
Jesus Christ. Hopefully he drops them. Maybe he'll just drop them, you know?
Funny Robert Woods anecdote. Steve offered Donk, when Donk had Robert Woods about a year or two ago, offered Donk a second-round pick for Robert Woods. And Donk, but Steve'd it, and he revoked it before Donk could get there and hit accept. Donk has had remorse about that since then. He was like, God damn it. And he eventually ended up dropping him, and Cheese picked him off. And then, ironically, now he's finally killing it.
It was the Donk effect.
But you know, if Steve had traded that second-round pick for him, Steve would have kept him until now, at least.
Because, oh, yeah.
Right.
So Steve is actually, ironically enough, a trade that would have looked absolutely horribly bad for 2 years would have ended up working out okay.
That was good on Steve.
Well, he revoked it.
That was a good revoke because it was a terrible.
It was a bad revoke, man. He could have had Robert Woods right now.
I mean, I'd rather the second round pick. I mean, who do you draft the second round pick? He probably drafted, Connor Cup or something like that.
It was like 3 years ago, second round pick.
Oh, I don't know.
God knows what you think. I'm sure it was someone terrible.
Because I remember I was trying to draft Connor Coop with like the third.
I think you have just said this guy's name like three different ways wrong, but I love
Cooper
it.
Cooper Cup.
Yeah, I know.
King Koopa.
Yo, double C over there. Double
nope.
K.
Yep. Nope.
KC.
CK.
Number 18 on the Rams.
You know his
Is
number?
Is that even his number?
I'm not 100% on that.
I don't know his fucking number
the
at all.
The white guy receiver. The scrappy.
The lunch pail.
Yeah.
Bring his
yeah.
go, hard hat. 9 to 5.
The hard hat
grinds it out every day.
First in, last to leave.
Yeah, from Western Michigan State Eagles. What's up? Moving on to the next week, Giants and the Niners. Giants said, "Oh no, Niners, you will not be drafting over us."
Giants
and
every week find a new way to embarrass themselves.
I'm fine with it, man. Good. This was the team you wanted to beat us.
I'm fine with it too. I've been hoping since week six, since they were 1-5.
Last week I called CJ beat hard. He's going to beat up on the Giants. It happened. What I was wrong about was that I thought they were going to fire McAdoo as soon as he got off the plane. That's what should have happened. I don't know how this guy still has a job. It's crazy.
He has
They're letting him play out this season.
I would fire him strictly on the fact that he has a pedophile profile.
I mean, who cares? To be fair, though, who cares? Like, what's the point? Like, firing someone right now, right? And you throw someone into a shitty situation or you have an interim coach. Like, why? Who cares?
It's the point.
Let him play out the season and then fire him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's lost that team, and it's just like.
Of course he has, but it's not like you want to win right now, so who cares?
Well, that's the other part of it.
I don't know. I mean, if you're a player, you're just like, he says something to you, and you're like, yo, coach, blow me.
Get the fuck
out of here. You know that coach is a dead man walking. You don't got to listen to shit he says.
Yeah. Which is shocking. He had an 11-5 season. He's going to have, like, a 2-14 season.
Dude, Odell Beckham, MVP of the league.
He's that nasty. Yeah. He really is.
Oh, yeah.
We lose him, and the games aren't even close anymore. We were losing close games with him there.
Because they were bad last year, even with – the offense was bad with him last year, but it was like the only difference was he would take an 8-yard slant to the house, like, every few games. So
you hear about this honest conversation they had? Like,
no.
Apparently McAdoo put on the film, and they had an honest conversation about what took place. Like, well, what was happening before?
I heard something about that. They was like, we had a good few weeks of practice. I showed these guys the film within the game, and they were like, they understood what it had, what their mistakes were. I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Is that what's supposed to happen, right? You just, like, after the week, you watch the film, you find out what happened. Were they not doing that? Were they not watching film? I don't know. The place
they
is
got
a mess.
One more win tops. Rest of the season.
The mistakes that they realized they made was signing to the Giants. They were like,
or everyone staring at Garrett Celek as he's Garrett fucking Celek scored a 40-yard touchdown.
You know what? I don't even care. Defense is like, can't wait to get to the sideline and smoke a butt, man. They're just like, I don't care. I'm not trying to tackle that big motherfucker, bro. I'm not trying to break my shoulder. So the Niners, they get their first win of the year. Go, was it the Shanahan's their coach?
Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan, yeah. Good for you. First win. Took you to week 11, but whatever. Cowboys got disrespected by the Falcons. No Zeke.
We all picked the Cowboys.
I mean, we just didn't realize how whack the Cowboys
were going to show up. I don't even think it was Zeke. It was Tyron Smith. They were missing their starting left tackle, Pro Bowler Tyron Smith, and so the Falcons defense went fucking ham. This guy had seven sacks.
One dude had six sacks, right?
Six sacks, yeah. Adrian Claiborne had six for six sacks. I mean, he went nuts.
Well, you know what? You know, it's funny. You have a great, great tackle, with the Tyrod guy, but you got to at least have a decent backup to, like, block a man, you know? Like,
I mean, that was an unbelievable drop-off.
Seven sacks? The guy he's tied in Nero's record, right?
Yes, he did.
If you're the starter, when you come back, like, I want a new contract.
That guy's already getting paid like $20 million.
I'd be like, I want a new one. The guy behind me I don't play one game. Guy breaks sack record on the new guy. Like, yo, pay me more. Falcons, Super Bowl hangover.
Devontae Freeman's out for a while.
Yeah, he's got a concussion.
It's his third in three years. Doesn't look good. He's got a lot of concussions though.
It doesn't look good. It's going to hurt Steve in the future because that's a big loss. That was like one of his best players.
Yeah. And Cheese has Tevin Coleman.
Everything's coming up Cheese.
Everything's coming up
Cheese. It's crazy. Cheese is good. Oh, man.
The Falcons.
He did get fucking waxed on Monday night with Devin Funchess.
Oh, my God. He lost that one. That's going to hurt Cheese in the standings. Falcons cover here. Patriots just doo-dooed all over the Broncos. Broncos, first 5-6 weeks looked like they had a legit defense. Now, the last 2 weeks, they did face the two best
offenses. Gave up 100 points in the last 2 weeks.
They are the two best offenses, the Patriots and Eagles.
Still, they still gave up 100 points.
I mean, have some pride out there, Jesus. Man. The Patriots were disrespecting them all over the field, running the ball, passing the ball. Like, Tom Brady was just out there running a clinic out there. He was just like, yeah, a little short pass over here, over the top to my homeboy over there. Russ run the ball over. I mean, then they return a kickoff, man.
DM Lowe's 100 yards.
They blocked the kick too, right? Or blocked the punt?
I don't remember that so much. Did they? I
don't think they did.
The Broncos look trashy. That big, tall fuck quarterback, he sucks.
Brock has actually played okay in the sense that he's been better than Siemens.
Well, he's given DT.
It's a low bar. It's a very low bar.
I agree.
He's given DT some value again because he at least hooks up with DT.
That's true. I just traded for DT. Oof. It's not good for my hashtag brand.
That's
I saw that. I was surprised with that.
I wasn't happy about it. I'm like, I really hate DT, but oh, God. I gotta do it.
And was it Sunday night? Monday night game.
Rex Burkhardt, he blocked the punt last week. I know I'm not.
Oh, Burkhardt did block the punt?
Yeah.
All right, you're right.
The Monday night game was the Panthers beat up on the Dolphins. Panthers are proving that they don't really need Kelvin Benjamin. They have their 45-point outburst over here.
Yeah, Cam Newton as Watts, I believe, said on the podcast last week. Cam Newton MVP season was without KB when he tore his ACL. Mm-hmm. So he's back to MVP form right now.
Yeah,
KB.
He doesn't have his big fat receiver not fucking catching footballs, man.
They did lose. Curtis Samuel for the year, which is I think a bit of a blow. He had 4 catches, 50 yards in the first half. Had like 6-7 targets. He looked like he was going to be a big part of that offense going forward. He's done.
Last week, I couldn't believe Miller was defending KB so much. I couldn't believe it.
When?
Last week.
Well, what I said last week was, and if you saw, by the way, Russell Shepard dropped about 7 passes this fucking week.
Yeah, he did.
What I said was, literally, there's no way that they have 3 better receivers better than KB on that team. And they still don't, and they didn't. Like, put KB in over fucking Russell Shepard. It's insanity. I'm not saying don't play Funchess. Play Funchess, fine.
At this point, I think you need to just be like, yo, James, Jimmy Stewart, bro, just fucking run the football. Was it like CMC? Just fucking be the slot receiver the rest of the year, bro, because like that's basically what you are anyway.
I think that'd be interesting if they put him out there.
They don't really hand the ball off to this guy. Yeah. That's kind of what they do anyway, just give him little dump offs.
Yeah. I'd say put him out there permanently.
Yeah, man. I think he is like Wes Welker.
Samuel's 2.0. Gone. Put him out there.
He's Wes.
Why do you think he's Wes Welker 2.0? Curious.
He's a little white guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Catches a lot of short balls.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think he could be nasty in the slot.
He's a hard worker, smart. Brings a lunch pail to work every day.
I was looking back at the group chat for my Funchess take early in the season. I saw Mike Miller wrote sack of potatoes better than KB.
I stand by that.
All right, so we're going to move on to this week's picks here. We all picked the first game, the Thursday night game, Titans versus the Steelers. Steelers ruin the Titans' plans and beat the crap out of them.
What was the spread there? I forget.
Like, seven? It was seven. Steelers. I took the Steelers. Mike took the Steelers. Watts was Tenny and some Henny.
Yeah, I was on. I was off that Henny when I made that pick.
Yeah, I hope the Henny. Hope the Henny washed the pick away.
Yeah, no more Henny in picking games. So, you know, we'll get it back this week.
The Steelers. Antonio Brown went nuts on the Titans, bro. Like he went.
That helmet catch was sick.
He again proving why he's one of the best guys in the league. He just absolutely shitted on the Titans. Titans didn't get much except Rashard Matthews had his first good game. He had a pretty good game.
Fake tank.
Yeah.
Fake tank. The fake tank.
Oh, me? With
okay. He's speechless.
I don't know, man. I'm going to start like 1-5 and end up in like 5-6.
You're the
or
Giants,
like
man. You're the Giants.
I hope not. I hope. Well, I am. The Giants are one.
Launchpad's already took the L this week. Antonio Brown has already outscored his entire team. So
I know, and I have to play Launchpad next week. So he's gonna try to lose again, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna like miss the playoffs, and I'm gonna have a shitty pick, man. It sucks. So yeah, the Steelers won this big. All right, guys, let's. You got
ready? Next game is Detroit at Chicago. Detroit is -3.
Detroit at Chicago. Let me get some of that Detroit. I think they're going to start calling the right names now in the end zone. Score those points that they've been leaving on the table, you know?
I'm going to follow you, Cats. I'm going to take Detroit as well on the road at Chicago.
I'm taking the home team. Give me those points at home. We already talked about Detroit being pretenders, and we're going to find out again this week.
It's only 3 points. All right. Jacksonville, -7.5 at Cleveland. Leonard Fournette. Questionable.
I don't think he's gonna play. Give me. I'm not. Fuck Cleveland, man. I don't give a fuck if it's 30 points. Give me Jacksonville. There's no chance. I'd rather be wrong and be with the Jags than be right and be with the Browns. Fuck them.
I'm gonna take Jacksonville as well. I don't care if Fournette plays. That defense is gonna destroy whatever QB Cleveland's throwing out there.
I'm taking the contrarian approach here, and I'm gonna take the Browns at home. I think they slow the ball down, slow the game down, run the ball a lot. And get that dub. No, actually, they're not gonna get the dub. They're gonna lose.
but lose by less than 7.5.
They're gonna lose by lose in cover.
Does Cleveland win one game this year? Or they go totally?
They do. They win a game.
They got the Bengals again, right?
Yeah,
that's their game, bro.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. I think you're right about that.
Wait till Cleveland gets back Corey Coleman and Josh Gordon.
And then they lose them both in the next game. One guy breaks his hand, the other guy fucking is doing dope.
All right, next game, Baltimore, -2 at Green Bay.
Tough place to play. but you know what? Baltimore has just been up and down, man. I hate Baltimore, but give me the Packers at home. I like the Pack.
I'm not happy about this, Cats. I'm going to follow you again. I got to think Brett Hundley builds off the Brett Hundley breakout party we saw last week. Mm-hmm. Baltimore is one of the worst teams in the league. I can't stand to watch them play on the road at Green Bay. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. The cops are coming to crash the Brett Hundley party. It's over. The party's over. The cops, the cops are coming. The alarm's on. Everyone's got to go home. I am taking the Ravens in this one. And Danny Woodhead's coming back.
Yeah, ooh. Nobody cares.
Feinberg cares.
That's true. Danny Woodhead's mom cares. next game, pick 'em. Tampa Bay at Miami.
Battle of Florida. Give me. Who is Mike Evans is back?
Supposedly.
Give me Tampa Bay, man. Give me Tampa Bay. They getting points? Who's getting points?
No points.
Pick them.
Give me Tampa Bay. Fuck.
I'm taking Tampa, too.
I'm going to take Miami. I don't have any reason for any of this, but
no, it just
both
as
these
good
teams
as,
fucking blow.
Bro, it's just as sound as our Tampa Bay picks. It's just like, that's why it's a pick 'em, bro. Vegas is like, think.
Good luck.
This. Yeah, bet on this if you will.
Next game. Ooh, the LA Rams at Minnesota. Minnesota is 2-point favorites at home.
Yo.
I know Katz is doing.
Give me Rams, bro. Run up the score on them bitches, yo. Casey Keenum going to get thrown out for Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm going to agree with you, Katz. I'm going to take the LA and the 2 points.
I'm taking the home team. Give me the Vikings.
Vikings -2?
That's because Watts has like every fucking Viking on his
face. Yeah, that, it is very hard for me to be objective with McKinnon and Thielen as stalwarts for my team, but I'm going with the home team. Maybe it'll be a little cold weather this week.
They're playing a dome, I think, right?
No, it's retractable, I think.
Well, they're going to have that shit retract.
We'll find out.
That's the point of having a fucking retractable dome.
Washington Redskins in the Superdome at New Orleans.
Yo, give me
New Orleans minus 7.5.
Who day? Give me the fucking the Saints.
I hate this, Cats, but I got to agree with you again. Here's a little fact for you. New Orleans, 6 games in a row, I think. I think they've won 5 of those 6 by double digits.
They've been killing it.
Yeah, I'm taking the Skins.
What? Fuck yo, Saints stat.
No, I know. Their defense has held teams like 5 points below their implied total. So, no, the Saints are legit, but I got to go with my man Kirk Cousins. Whoa, like, this guy just keeps them in games every week. So, we'll see what happens.
What stat did you throw out? Implied points?
Yeah.
What is
expected, like Vegas expected total.
Right.
Oh. Well, that's nothing, though.
Cares about stats? Who cares about, you know, facts? You know, who cares?
Real men just make statements and bet and just. <all right. laughs> You fucking stats. All right, what's up next?
Next, Kansas City Chiefs at the New York Giants.
What's the spread on
Kansas
this one?
City is laying 10.5.
Sorry, Feinberg. The Chiefs suck, bro. I don't like the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt overrated. I feel that they've scorned me now for like 5 straight weeks. They're whack. Everyone came back down to earth. Give me the Giants on this one. I shouldn't even bet on the goddamn Giants. The Giants have like literally given me a loss every week.
Question: who is the best player on the Chiefs?
Kelsey, right?
Okay. Yeah. What's the Giants' biggest problem defensively?
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Just wondering, because have the Giants let a tight end score a touchdown for 7 weeks in a row? Just asking for a friend.
He's eaten.
Good. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, but like, that's business as usual. The Giants, like, you have a good.
The Giants lost by 30 points to like every whack ass team. There's no way they don't lose by at least 10.5 to the fucking.
There's going to be some big plays, bro. For sure.
Yeah, they're going to all be on the KC side.
I'm telling you, bro. KC's a letdown.
I'm taking the Chiefs as well for all the reasons Mike just mentioned.
I like my Giants, bro. We're covering. I can't bet them to win. I'm betting them to cover. All right.
All right, Arizona at Houston. Houston is 1.5-point favorites.
I don't know why.
This should be a pick 'em game. These are two teams that are just both without their quarterbacks. Both really have no identity right now.
This is going to be the first start for one Mr. Blaine Gabbert on the Arizona Cardinals side.
Give me the Cardinals.
Former number one pick.
Give me the Cardinals. I think that as long as Tom Savage is out there, you cannot put any money on Houston Texans. Bro, that guy sucks.
I'm going to follow you, Cats. I think the Cardinals win this. I like the Cardinals' defense here.
Also, if you're Watson, I automatically want more money. I'm like, the difference between me and Tom Savage is insane. Bro, give me more dough.
I'm holding out with a torn ACL. Yeah. Fuck you.
If I come back in right now on crutches, I'm better than this guy.
I'm taking Arizona as well. Blaine Gabbert, QB10 or better. You heard it here first.
Are you just going to name every shitty backup as a QB10 or better and just be wrong every week? Because
I got Jacoby Brissett right 2 weeks ago.
You are fake news. First of all, he was started since the first
Blabbert. Blabbert is not going in the top 10.
You are fake news.
Yeah. All right.
Next game, Buffalo Bills at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers, 4.5-point favorites.
You know, it is a tough place to play.
No, they're going.
They're playing in LA, bro.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm taking
the playing in that soccer stadium.
Yeah, it is a tough place to play. They only got 20,000 seated. I'm taking the Chargers, man. The Buffalo Bills are whack.
I'm taking the Chargers.
They're sitting Tyrod, too, aren't they?
Yes, Nathan Peterman, first start.
All right, so we're going to see what we got out of him. What they're going to see is that they're going to have to draft a quarterback this year because they've disrespected Tyrod Taylor out of town, and this guy, true. Peterman, can't play football.
Both are facts.
Yeah.
Facts only.
Where do you think he goes, Tyrod? What's a good fit for that guy, you think? I say
Jets.
Tampa Bay, bro. Just like, yo, Jameis Winston.
They're not going to get rid of Winston, though.
They're invested in Winston.
I think of a team that needs a quarterback.
The Jets?
Jets, yeah. That's why I said Jets.
Yeah, I think Watts might be right, man. The Jets need a quarterback. Inner division, so that you know how they
exactly.
You love taking a person from your own division and having them work out for you.
Maybe. Watts, you picking this game?
Chargers, yeah.
Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at Denver. Denver is 2.5-point favorites.
This is like...
So many gross games this week. Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to go with the... What was the spread?
2.5. Denver is -2.5.
Give me the Broncos. They played so bad the last 2 weeks. Pride will just dictate them just playing better.
Yeah, I'm taking Denver also. I'm not going to watch this game.
I'm gonna take Denver as well.
I think the family.
I just can't imagine they give up 50 points 3 weeks in a row.
I think the families of both teams will say they were watching this game, but they actually won't be watching this game.
Nobody will be watching this game. Sunday. One more 4 p.m. game. New England -7 at Oakland. Me and Katz.
Well, it's in Mexico City.
In Mexico City, me and Katz don't care if it was on the fucking moon. Yeah. We are both taking the Patriots.
Yeah, bro. I don't care if it's in outer space, bro. The balls will be lighter then. That means that they're going to beat them up by more points.
I'm taking the Patriots also. The Patriots were training in Colorado. They stayed out in Denver to adjust
always,
to the
always
the
a
altitude.
Fucking step ahead. Yo, always a step ahead.
Bill Belichick should be in multiple Hall of Fames, bro.
Yeah, I know. The Hall of Fame of life, football, and just everything else. Yeah.
All right. Sunday night game, divisional matchup. Philly -4.5 at Dallas.
Give me the Eagles, bro. The Zeke-less Cowboys. I'm not feeling it, man. But the best offense and one of the better defenses in the league, I like it. The Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles as well. I think Sean Lee's also out again for the Cowboys. They are fucked.
Is Tyron Smith playing?
Who? The tackle?
Yeah.
Who even cares? Who's running behind him?
Well, that matters because we saw last week Adrian Claiborne got 7 sacks.
Yeah.
I want to take Dallas. All right, I want to take Philly.
You do not want to take Dallas.
I do want to take Dallas.
And now this matchup has already been locked up by Watts over here. He is locked up.
The Monday night matchup. Yeah. Atlanta at Seattle. Seattle is 3-point favorites.
Give me it's tempting because they're in Seattle. It's a hard place to play, and I don't really like the Falcons at all.
Nobody likes the Falcons.
You know what? Give me Seattle, man. I think Seattle shows up at home. They show up. Russell Wilson, he just edges them out.
I'm going to take Atlanta. I think there's too many injuries on the defensive side for them.
Yeah, I'm with Mike on this one.
You already locked. I think that might have been something on Watts' end.
Yeah, that was on my end. I'm sorry, guys.
You already locked up.
You know how it is, Saturday.
You already locked up.
What did I say the spread in that game was? Seattle.
Three and a half. Watts already locked up Seattle. He's going with Seattle, I think.
He told me.
Fuck you guys up.
Cass, you want to start with the who's your lock of the week?
Sure. I'm going with the Rams again, yo. I'm locking them up every week. They're putting up 30 plus a week.
I like. I'm taking the Pats. That's my lock.
Ooh.
I'm going to take the L.A. Chargers, who I think win by 20 points.
Damn, 20?
Yeah.
I'll give you
4 points is a joke for that spread. That defense, the Bills traveling east to west, that defense going against the Bills, multiple offensive lines injuries, and a rookie quarterback?
Yeah,
it's not going to be good.
All right. So let's move on to what everyone's been waiting for, our league talk in here. All right, so there was a bunch of upsets last week. We might as well just start with my upset over the second place Feinberg-led team. Apparently, as the Chiefs go, as Feinberg goes, they were on a bye, so he was on a bye, and I ended up beating him. Thank you very much, Feinberg, because, you know, that helped me out a lot. You know, now I'm 3 wins for no reason. Whatever. Feinberg, that's going to hurt you in the rankings, losing to me. But I do get out of the doghouse, hopefully, in the power rankings. You guys, I'm just getting to the game, so I'm just, give me 1 sec here, sorry. All right, yeah, the next game was Wiz, the Buzzsaw, eking out Shane Falco. But that's not really a nice score here, Wiz. 92 points, what was the deal with that?
Plays dangerous competition.
Mm.
Yes, we'll go with that. We'll go with that answer. I got fucked by Bears D. I went with them again last week. That was bad. And no production out of the kicker. You know, I had the Aaron Jones injury.
Let's rewind. You got no production out of your kicker? Like, how much were you expecting out of him? Like less 10 than 10 points? 10 points is a lot for a kicker, I think. I think that's like the high end.
7 is like average.
Yeah. You get like 6-7 points. You're like, yeah, that's my kicker, whatever. What'd you get out of him?
I got Lambeau. I got like 2 points out of him or something.
that's like, all right, that you chalk it up as whatever, bro. But that's like, that's not.
But
that's
I had enough. Aaron Jones injury, and poor defensive play, but whatever. That's last week.
Adam Thielen though, so mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adam Thielen. Wow, I was
feeling good.
Yeah. So you won that. Fat Rob Report on downswing, losing to Donk Marius Thomas. Steve, he keeps chugging. The last, 4 or 5 weeks?
4-0, I think.
Ever since the team name change, he's been a juggernaut.
Undefeated with his team name. New team.
Fat Rob Report. First of all, you got to change the name now, Fat Rob. Was it James? The guy's done for the year.
Done for the year. Didn't do much before that, but now officially done for the year.
Somehow James has managed to make his team older and not make the playoffs somehow. I think every move he's made during the season has been pretty rough. The Jordy trade, the one time he could have benefited him, he didn't play the fucking guy.
Yeah, he would have won this week if he played him.
Mm-hmm. So bad on you, James.
Should not have played Terrence Williams ever?
Here was a close game. Was
ironically, Steve would have also. Oh, this actually was a funny matchup because Steve would have lost this week. So there's a lot of ways this week that matchup could have changed hands. If James had played Jordan Nelson, he would have won. If Steve had played Kelvin Benjamin, he would have lost.
Well, you know what? I think Steve was just had beer muscles when he was talking about that good Kelvin Benjamin
so
shit.
So two people made trades for receivers and both didn't play them.
Yeah,
he got shook.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't play
him. Or maybe he realizes he sucks now, and that a sack of potatoes is worth more.
The Bills, somehow, the Bills were the ones tanking by trading for a receiver midseason. Like the Panthers kicked the shit out of this team, but they were actually building for this year. They're like, well, get rid of this bum. He's fat. He can't catch shit. And we'll get a good pick for him. And then the Bills were like, yeah, we'll get a good receiver, and he's gonna blow. The Kuhn, next match, Kuhn versus Cheese. Cheese.
Monday Night Miracle.
Kuhn? Who got it for him?
Funchess.
We got Funchess. I love when Cheese loses.
Steve, Cheese was about to take second place.
I love when Cheese
loses. Dude, Cheese was looking for that bye. He was about to take second place. Feinberg lost. And, he was coming for it. And then he got Funchess.
Look, man, I if he finishes third again, we're going to hear about two-time third place finish. yeah, Cheese, again, you did have a good score here, but you got beat by the Murray group. Not a good look for you. Miller versus the tank that is Herman. Kicked the shit out of him, 57 points. low score in the league versus, I believe, the highest score in the league. Were you the highest score?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you were. 137. There was a couple 130s, but yeah, you were the highest score in the league. How many does that make for you this year?
I don't know. 4 or 5.
All right, so that's pretty nice.
Damn, son.
Mm-hmm. So good on you, Herman. Apparently, you're tanking for 3 years away. I don't know what the name sucks. Let's just get into that for real quick. The tanking for Cook. You're talking about a guy who just declared for college.
Correct.
So what kind of this?
I think it's ironic, the name.
Yeah. I don't know. Man.
I think it's just stupid.
You don't tank for 4 years from now. You're like, oh, we'll get this high draft pick now, so that 4 years from now we'll also still be shitty. Like
he's making a social statement on the. On how difficult it is to rebuild, I think, is his point.
It's not that difficult to rebuild.
I know. I told him
that. You hit on one nasty player, you're already much better. Like, the last game of the week was Mahi Mahi Ajayi. We changed the name at this point. Even though I did like it, you must change it because it no longer applies to...
You must change it.
It no longer applies to Ajayi. An arrogant donk, he's schmarmy as ever. He's like, I'm going to make the playoffs in the back end of this.
He is.
He's got restarted Matthews this week, so I'm looking like I'm doing all right. So hopefully he beats me, but you know
he will.
You know that's the one guy I don't mind beating just because I tell his team to duty. Like I ruin it because that's ruins his whole playoff push. If I beat him, it's just
that's
like all right, he's done.
He needs to win out.
Yeah. He beat Launchpad. Good on you. Let's go to this week's matchups. We got. The arrogant donk versus me, like I was saying, I'm up by like 20 points about right now. He's played one guy didn't do nothing. I played Derrick Henry who had nothing, and then I got retired Matthews to do all right. I still think he's gonna win. What about you guys?
I think Donk wins.
Mm-hmm.
Donk, yeah.
All right, we got Wiz versus James. I'm gonna go with the buzzsaw attorney at law over here. Of course, Wiz, you're gonna pick yourself. I'm assuming, right?
Oh, come on. Come on, of course I am.
Battle of Staten Island. I'm gonna take.
Sorry,
I'm gonna take Watts as well. Maybe on Bell didn't do much.
He did 14. he did it like he didn't do a lot, you know. But
That's for Le'Veon. That's a huge part of his team is Le'Veon production. So if he's not getting that, I'm in a good position.
You got a touchdown call back, which the play action did do a Jesse James touchdown immediately after. So
yes, that was big.
The next match was the Donk Marius Thomas, the undefeated Donk Marius Thomas, versus Will Fuller and two firsts, just lost to Kuhn.
Good matchup here.
This is a huge matchup. I'm going to go with Steve. I think Steve's
keeps
team
it rolling.
Keeps it rolling. The name change has propelled his team.
I agree with you, man. Mm-hmm. Also, picking against Cheese every week. So
it's fun. Yeah. You got to pick against Cheese.
I'll bet. As much as I want to pick against Steve, it's more fun for me to pick against Steve. So, Steve, if you're out there, do not start Kelvin Benjamin. Wink, wink.
Our next game is good for Kuhn over here. You got Kuhn versus Herman, the tank.
Going back to Steve, he did ask me this week. He's like, should I start D.D. Westbrook over Kelvin Benjamin? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, that's where my Kelvin Benjamin hate, I draw the line there. I'm not starting the third receiver on the Jags in his first game ever as a professional player.
You keep him in your taxi squad.
Just, oh, I got to talk to Steve about D.D. Westbrook's domestic abuse allegations.
That's right.
Steve has a strict no domestic abuse policy, which is very honorable, but I want to see if he'll just drop him outright or what he's going to do.
He has a strict no domestic abuse policy, so he's changing his NFL squad, right? Like,
yeah. Like, he gave his Dez Bryant jersey to charity or something. So
did he really?
Yeah.
So why is he selecting the squad? Like, why is that your squad? There's like multiple guys. Even if you don't believe it, Ezekiel Elliott, right? That he got hit up. Then we have who do you got? Herman or Kuhn? I got Kuhn.
Wait, it's not Herman versus Kuhn, is it?
Tanking for Cook, which is Herman, and then you got the Murray group, which is Kuhn. I'm sorry. You went back. I'm sorry. I was going on to the next game.
Got it.
And then
got it.
Our next game is tanking for Cook, Herm versus.
I got to pick anyone but Herman in general.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kuhn on this. I think Kuhn, he's going to get a playoff spot this year.
Yeah, I'm going Kuhn as well.
All right. Our next matchup is probably the biggest disparity in talent. We have Miller time versus Shane Falco. I'm going to go Miller in this. I think this is an easy win.
He probably doesn't have Fournette. I think this clinches a bye for me.
So you get your bye this week. You get to, like, sit your starters next week. You get them rested.
Yeah, I got to take Miller. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Here's an interesting battle. It's Feinberg versus Launchpad Mai Mai Jahi. I think too many Chiefs are playing the Giants.
Feinberg, ironically, doesn't have the one guy I'd want playing the Giants, who's Kelsey, but he does have Antonio Brown, who already scored 40 points for him. It's over.
Do you think that it eats up him inside that he doesn't have Kelsey?
A little bit. Yeah. And Butker, he doesn't have Butker. I thought he was going to outbid me like $40 for Butker.
That'd be insane.
Still thought he would do it. I'd bid like $10 for him. I felt stupid already with that, spending $10 on a fucking kicker, but I was like, I just did it.
That's a fun $10 to spend.
Exactly.
Because he's actually annoyed about it. Why didn't I get the kicker? Watts?
What's the game?
Feinberg versus Launchpad.
Feinberg. Come on.
Then we have the Craig Carton Lock 'em Up of the Week. I'm sorry, that was last time. Who's getting the Discord award? Lowest score of the week.
I gotta go with Woods without Fournette. It's rough.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say as well.
I'm gonna actually go with Woods as well. If that's his one main guy over there, who's going ham over here? I'm gonna go Feinberg because
I gotta go Feinberg. He's already after a 40-point head start.
Yeah,
so.
Chiefs playing Chiefs playing the Giants, so he should have a couple. Tyreek Hunt should go nuts, and he's got Antonio Brown. Woods.
He could be one 40-point for a week for Feinberg.
Yeah, maybe. Wiz.
Yeah, I'm taking Feinberg as well.
No, Dick. Yeah.
Fuck you. No, you're not allowed to.
No,
yeah.
You stop getting off our Johnson, bro. All right, we're gonna go on now to the one of our favorite segments here at the League Podcast, where we have Miller and Watts play puppeteer to the rest of the league. All right, Miller, starting with me. Do I play Derek Carr in like a weird kind of home game in Mexico City versus New England,
or
Carson Wentz at Dallas?
This is really hard.
I'd go Wentz. Fuck it.
I don't know what that Mexico City thing throws me off.
I don't fact check here, but I want to say the last time Derek Carr played in Mexico City, he went off.
I'd be shocked if he'd ever played Mexico City before.
I think it was them versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I think they played a game there last year.
Really?
Right? I think they played the Texans there last year.
If I knew that, might factor into my decision.
All right, so you're both going Wentz?
I'll go Wentz, yeah.
All right, Steve, Blake Bortles at Cleveland or Matt Ryan in Seattle?
Matt Ryan. Legion of Boom is done.
Yeah, but you are playing in Seattle.
The secondary is toast.
Yeah, but it's I think the where you are affects people.
I'm not starting Blake fucking Bortles.
Cleveland, bro. Cleveland's blows. Don't care. All right. Bots?
I take Bortles.
All right. Dunk. Duke Johnson versus Jack Saxonville or Isaiah Correll versus Saxonville? Which Cleveland running back?
Duke Johnson.
Yeah, I take Duke Johnson too because it's, you know, I get that half point PPR.
Wiz, I want you to close your eyes and think of Wiz on this one, Mike. Marquise Lee versus Cleveland or Randall Cobb versus Baltimore?
Marquise Lee.
Wiz, what are you doing, Wiz?
Yeah, I got Lee in there. That's why I took Bortles.
Dude, Lee's on a heater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is on a heater.
All right. Launchpad. Let's give Launchpad a little bit of help here. God knows he needs it. Tyler Lockett versus Atlanta or DeSean Jackson at Miami?
Sean Jackson. I guess DeJax.
Both going Jackson here?
I guess. Yeah. So. I don't know.
All right. Even though you say the Legion of Boom's dead, they're going to be throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are both the same for me. Can't pick one.
All right, cheese. Dontrell Inman versus Detroit or Robert Woods versus Minnesota?
Oh, Robert Woods. Minnesota. I don't think you can bench him. I just don't think you can bench Woods at this point. Especially not for fucking Inman.
Especially not for fucking... All right, Wiz?
I take Woods.
All right. Speaking of Woods, let's go to Woods. Mike Williams versus Buffalo or Kendall Wright versus Detroit?
Guess Mike Williams.
His upside, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, Kendall Wright's like 4 catches, 40 yards. Tops. Yeah.
He's also been in the league for 5 years, and you just know what he's about.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm taking Mike Will also.
Herman, Mike Wallace at Green Bay or Josh Doctson versus New Orleans?
Doctson. Pryor's ruled out already.
I didn't say Pryor. I said Mike Wallace.
I said Doctson.
All right.
Pryor's ruled out.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I thought you misheard me.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll take Doctson as well.
James, Jeremy Maclin at Green Bay or Jordy Nelson versus Baltimore? Did he trade for both these dickheads?
Yes.
Yeah, he did trade for both these guys. Both aging receivers on like teams that can't throw the ball. Bold strategy, Cotton.
I guess Maclin.
Yeah, I guess I'd take Maclin also.
Damn, that's rough over Jordy. Whew, poor Jordy. He's already counting the days to Aaron Rodgers gets back.
15.
Aaron Rodgers come back?
Yep.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No, shut up. Really?
No, I'm serious.
Wow, he's a trooper. All right, Feinberg. Danny Woodhead at Green Bay or Lamar Miller versus Arizona?
Lamar Miller.
You think that the I don't know, man.
I just have no idea what role Woodhead comes back to, if he even comes back. Allen's there. Whoa. Terrence West is healthy now. Alex Collins still there. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, but he had 4 catches in the first drive.
Yeah, because Buck Allen wasn't on the field. I don't know. I just can't. Not the first game.
All right. Wiz? Wiz?
Wait, what was the choices? You broke up there for a second.
Danny Woodhead at Green Bay or Lamar Miller versus Arizona?
Oh, I got to take Lamar Miller.
Okay. Wiz, I want you to close your eyes and think of Miller here.
Okay.
Alfred Morris at Philly or Deion Lewis at Oakland? Or, I guess, Mexico City.
I actually don't remember which one of these I picked.
That's a good one. This is actually a tough one. I'd probably go with Deion Lewis, though.
I don't remember who I picked. I think I picked Alf.
All right. So that is the old puppeteering. We love it here. All right. Now time for the last segment of the day. The world famous official power rankings of the league.
Yes.
I'm out of the cellar this week.
Oh, is Feinberg in the cellar?
No. Oh. Woods, he lost again.
I thought if you lost to the team in last place, you went in the cellar.
That was only when
Cheese did it.
Herman
lost the cheese. He went in the cellar.
So this week, Woods, you moved down to 12. You lost another game, and you're just not doing that well. I'm number 11. Launchpad number 10. Number 9, Herman. Number 8, Donk. Number 7, James. Number six, Kuhn. Kuhn's back in that playoff picture. Number five, Cheese. He's moved down a little bit. Number four, now this was hard for me to do, but I just, as the Chiefs go, as Feinberg goes. Number four.
Whoa.
Number three, I got Wiz over here. He's buzzsawing it up. The close, you know, he doesn't score the amount of points, he doesn't score a lot of points this week, but he did what he had to do. Number two, Steve, a defending champion, and got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Wow.
Five-game win streak or something like
big
that.
Big move.
Big,
wow.
Big name change. Big things happened to him. And Miller, man, another high score. You know, he's just doing what he's doing. All right, guys. Let's call it a day over here, and we'll see everyone next week, all right?
Yeah, it's been real. I wish I was in the studio with you guys, but this worked out a little bit better than I actually expected. So good shit, everybody. And next week, I'll try to be back out there, and we'll drink some beers and do the damn thing.
Sounds good. If we don't hear from us before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Later, guys. Peace. Came to get it drunk with a dame, I shit it drunk. You came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that plank to get it on. Plank to fit it on. Came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that. Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Say you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut it after we done, it wasn't worth that. So we are responsible for bringing dirt back.